I mentioned a little bit about it this morning, and some news of interest to Christians, so you might want to pay attention tonight. And there's so much happening nowadays, you couldn't keep up with it if you read every newspaper in the country, especially since they only tell half the story anyway. And tonight, I want to bring you a message on another thought of what's wrong with the world. And I'm going to say some things tonight that would get me in hot water in the average political or religious circle. Thank God tonight, in an independent Baptist church, we still have enough freedom to say what we believe. Now, we're losing it fast. But thank God, as of now, we can still say what we believe. You get on the radio and talk like I'm going to talk tonight, you can very well wind up in a court of law. Some of my good preacher friends have been sued and have been threatened to be sued. We no longer have freedom of speech in America if you're talking negative about something. Now, you can talk filthy, and you got plenty of freedom of speech. But if you start talking negative, you see, it's all right to say that God is good, but it ain't right to say the devil's bad. Now, that's the way a country gets before it goes communist. Anytime a country goes communist, right before it happens, you can say anything's good, but you're not allowed to say things are bad. They don't like negative talk. Now, what's wrong with the world tonight? It is lying in the lap of the devil. Now, I picture the devil tonight. You've read about him in the book of Job. The devil is not a little man the size of me with a red suit on, the pitchfork, and a tail sticking out, you know, from his britches, and running around gouging people and tickling people and smoke coming off of him. The devil tonight is a monster that is so big, if the Bible says in Job, if you saw him, you'd faint. And son, he's streaking back and forth across the universe, fast as the speed of light. Just like that, around the world, he's got millions of demons down here on this world doing his job for him. Now, I picture it like this. You ever seen a globe? I picture a globe and about a 30-foot python wrapped around and around that globe. That's the way the devil has planet Earth. It's lying in the devil's lap, just like Samson did. Now, look here at 1 John chapter 5. And verse, some of you are a little slow. You're slow. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 19. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. Samson's the man in the Bible. I ain't preaching on this. Samson's the man in the Bible that got a haircut in the wrong barber shop. In case you're wondering what I meant a while ago. All right? Listen. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. It shouldn't strike you as unusual tonight, things that's going on in the world. The whole world's laying in the devil's lap. I want to preach to you about that tonight. Why is it so hard to do right? Because we're in the devil's territory right now. Why? When you seem like you start doing right, something just hits you in the face, and everything turns against you. Why does something try to stop you from going to church? Why is it when you pick up your Bible and read, before you can read 10 verses, you're just like this? And you can lay down your Bible and turn the TV on, you're just like this. You ever wondered that? You ever wonder why you can pick up a newspaper and read column after column after column and can't read a chapter in the Bible without going to sleep? Have you ever wondered why when you get right with the Lord, your family jumps down your throat? Well, I'll tell you one thing. You can't save everybody, and you can carry this religion too far, and I just don't know about that bunch over there. I heard them screaming in the torture chamber back there a while ago, and them little young'uns being tortured and burned at the stake. I don't know. Listen, have you ever wondered why all that stuff happens? You're invading the devil's territory. We're on his turf. He's on his home court. as of now anyway, it's loaned to him. God's going to get it, of course. But this world's laying in the devil's lap. Now, I want to bring you some thoughts about that tonight. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the privilege of preaching. Lord, we may not have this privilege to freely stand up here and not be put in jail or shot down for preaching the Word of God. Lord, we believe this book tonight when it said that the whole world lies in wickedness. Dear God, tonight I pray that you'd help us as we bring forth these things that are going on in this world, that you'd shock us and jar us into a closer walk and relationship with Thee. Lord, you know that's our purpose, and I pray you'd help us to see it accomplished tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. They're saying now, the AIDS Commission, that AIDS is going to, they're wanting $20 billion to fight AIDS over the next 10 years. It strikes you as kind of strange. I've got some information they put out over at East Junior High School last week, and they were telling kids not to do things that we've been telling them not to do for years. And we've been telling them to keep themselves clean and not go to bed with each other and not turn homosexual. But now the government's telling them the same thing. If we'd have told them that 2 years ago, they said you can't mix church and state and throw us out. Now the world is wacky tonight, friends. It's just as cuckoo as a bed bug. Lester Roloff said America was an insane asylum run by the inmates. And it is, really, that's what it is, just a big zoo. And did you know if you didn't have the Bible and the Holy Ghost, you'd go crazier than a bat yourself? Now, I've always told you here, and don't, when I'm dead and gone, you remember it, that the way you know the devil's in something is that it goes backwards. Things run opposite from the way God said for them to do. You know it's the devil. God said, Eve, don't eat the fruit. What'd the devil say? Eat it. God says, husbands, love your wives. What's the devil say? No, love somebody else's wife. God says, children, obey your parents. What's the devil say? You don't have to do nothing they say. You're your own boss. The way you know the devil's in something is that it goes opposite from the way it's supposed to. According to that definition, the devil sure is in the world. Just to give you a little update on what's going on, as I told you this morning, the Lutheran Church has voted to license and certify 3 homosexuals to the ministry. All 3 are students at Pacific Lutheran Theological Seminary in Berkeley, California. They were certified for call and ordination to the ministry by the acts of their church. And they said, listen, this guy, Reverend Michael Cooper White, assistant to Bishop Lyle Moore Miller, whatever in the world that is, said this, all 3 are highly gifted. We expect to give them the same kind of support as other graduating seminarians. Now, I don't know about you tonight, but if I was a Lutheran, that'd make me puke. What if I got a guy up here tonight? Now, all you thin-skinned people, just hold your seatbelts. You'll make it. Now, what if I got up here tonight and I said, this is brother, I don't know if I could call him, what would I call him? I wouldn't call him brother. I wouldn't call him sister. He'd be a shim. Shim, would you come on up here? This guy is a homosexual. You better watch him around your little boys. And he's going to bring the message tonight. How many of you people would be upset at that? Raise your hand. Now, if you don't raise your hand, I'm staying away from you. You might be a little perverted yourself. Now, some of you sitting there saying, well, now he has no right to judge. That shows how brainwashed you are. There was a time in America when a homosexual couldn't even join a church, let alone be put in the pulpit as the pastor. I'm telling you tonight, God ain't never changed his mind neither. God said it is an abomination for a man to lay down with a man, and God made it clear he did not create Adam and Steve. That ain't right. The Methodists are getting ready to vote on it in the near future. The Episcopal Church in Newark, New Jersey, representing 125 Episcopal parishes, have voted to give their blessings to relationships between homosexuals and unmarried couples. People are shacking up. The leader was quoted as saying this: the church should accept cohabitation and premarital sex. The church is behind times. Somebody needs to mail them fellas a Bible. In the mail, they must have lost theirs. I mean, if that book says anything from cover to cover, it teaches that extramarital, premarital, adulterous affairs are sinful. And you know, you got Oprah and Geraldo and Phil Throw Up and all these people getting on there saying, well, we'd like to hear your point of view. And how do you feel? And they're on there and say, well, we feel as long as our relationship is loving and kind, that those of us who disagree with us should not condemn us, because the Bible says love one another. And the only verse they know is, judge not, lest ye be judged. You know, I was up there preaching this week, and Friday night I got down pretty hard on boys being sissies. And I said, it ain't right for a boy to be a sissy. I said, listen, when I went to school down here at Nebo, if a boy had come to our school with an earring in his ear, they'd have killed him. He would not have lived through the day. They would have flushed him down the commode. Man, he'd have never made it. They'd have beat his head in. Now, y'all know that's the truth. You know, what in the world has happened to manhood, man? I mean, well, boy, they'd come in. I bet they wear panties. They'd come in with a little lace all over them. And, boy, they'd come in sticking that little chest out. And, boy, come in like they're just, oh, hi. Listen, they'll come up to a girl and say, oh, hi, would you like to go out with me Saturday night? You ought to slap him. I ain't no lesbian. Get away from me. Brother, I'm telling you tonight, this world's gone cuckoo. Unbutton her shirt down here and wear a bunch of jewelry, you know. Lord help. Oh, spare us, pretty boy. Take it easy on us. You're blinding us with all your pretty makeup. Did you know boys are going to the beauty shop now to get their hair done? Ain't he cute? Oh, I'm thinking about getting me a curly perm. Wouldn't y'all like to see me next week and grow me a little goatee? I couldn't if I tried. I really don't have to shave just every now and then. I got a little fuzz here and there. But wouldn't I look funny if I had me a little curly perm? And they're wearing makeup. Really? I could say some other thing, but I want to tell you, man, that ain't right. The Lutheran Church, the Methodist Church, the Episcopal Church has gone clean off that rocker. Now, I'm not talking about the people in them. There's a lot of good Methodists. There's a lot of good Lutherans. There's a lot of good Episcopalians. There's a lot of good people, and probably that love God, and it upsets them real bad. So I tell you what's the matter with them people. They're trapped in religion, and their mama belonged to that church, and their mama belonged to that church. And they said, well, I just can't leave the church because I got to be loyal, because mama, if your mama knew what went on there, she'd turn over in her grave. Your grandpa wouldn't leave his hat hanging in that dump. Brother, they wouldn't hang around that outfit. I'm telling you this evening, friend, the world gone nutty, man. It's gone nutty. Did you know NBC, the major network NBC, has hired Jim and Tammy as consultants for its TV movie, Fall from Grace? And they're going to make a movie called Fall from Grace, and using it, Tammy and Jim, and Tammy wants Sally Field to play her. and portray her. CBS also plans to make a movie with the Bakers called God and Greed. And that looks like they're going to make money one way or the other. I tell you, man, it's getting bad. It's getting worse and worse. You ever heard of the WCC? The WCC is what we call the World Council of Churches. Now, the World Council of Churches is an organization that we're trying to get all churches of all denominations to join this thing and come all together. And boy, I tell you, they got together, and the Encyclopedia of Dictionary of Marxism, Socialism, and Communism list the World Council of Churches as one of the 13 international communist front organizations in their dictionary, and it's the World Council of Churches. Let me finish what I was telling you a minute ago. I really got down on them boys, you know, and I said, boys ought to look like men. There's a boy, y'all seen him last night, them boys come to the altar. This boy got up and testified, he's a crying. I figured he'd probably kill me, you know. Well, I mean, I didn't have nothing against the guy, and he had his ear pierced. I ain't got nothing personal against it. I'm just trying to teach these boys here what's right and what's wrong. Nothing personal against you. I mean, if you want to, it's your business. It's free country. I mean, you can have purple hair if you want to. You know, if you want to look like a nut, it's free country. This boy got up and testified last night, and he said, I got away from God. And he looked right at me and said, I got my ear pierced. I said, uh-oh. He wanted to beat me up. But he said, I know it was wrong and I shouldn't do it, and I've asked God to forgive me. And boy, we had a hallelujah shouting time after that was over. But anyway, I'll tell you, boy, this thing's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. When the World Council of Churches, brother, belongs to communist organizations, hey, man, church and communism don't get along. Amen. Do you know what Russia teaches their kids? They teach their kids they ain't no God. Amen. How can you teach there ain't no God and get along with church? Amen. Somebody's a hypocrite somewhere. Amen. Speaking of hypocrites, who are the hypocrites? This is an article. I could have a newspaper. And I'm just going to give you part of it. Who are the hypocrites? The hypocrites in this story that I'm going to read to you are the news media. The biggest hypocrites in America are newspaper reporters and television reporters. Now, I'm not including all of them. There are some good ones. There are some ones who try to tell the truth. There are some things. You know, you take old Phyllis Schlafly. And Paul Harvey, he ain't the most spiritual person in the world, but he at least does tell it right most of the time. And you take some of them people, I believe that they're really trying to get the truth out to the American people. But I think a big part of our majority of our press is controlled by communism and demons. And it's very easy to figure that out if you'll listen to me just for a few minutes. I'll mention a thing or two here, and then I'm going to give you this article. How many of you have been listening and hearing what's going on in the news this week about the bill that is coming up in Congress this weekend called the Grove City Bill or the Civil Rights Restoration Act? Raise your hand. All right, they've been putting it on the radio, and old Ted Kennedy was on cable news preaching for it. And boy, I listened to about 5 minutes of it, and he's preaching the awfulest sermon ever was. Ted Kennedy is a preacher. You say he ain't a preacher? Yeah, he is. He's preaching. I heard him this morning. He's preaching. Yeah, he just ain't preaching the same thing that I preach. A different one called him to preach than called me to preach. And he's on there preaching, and he's saying we need this thing and we need that thing. And what the Grove City Bill is, trying to overturn a ruling of Congress in 1984, and they call it by a slick name, Civil Rights Restoration Act, which says this: it is unlawful for any group of a farm, a country store, or anything that got any federal money whatsoever to refuse to hire or refuse anybody based on discrimination of sex, color, that type of thing. That sounds good. but that carries along with it some strong implications that it's going carrying it too far, in the words of our president. And Ronald Reagan said it goes too far. He said it's going to eventually get into churches. And if a guy comes in and says, I'm a practicing homosexual and I want to join this church, and we say no, then he can report us to the federal government. And the federal government can take away our tax-exempt status. And eventually one day want to shut the doors. Now, they're not talking about that right now. I'm saying it's opening doors for that kind of thing. Don't go out and misquote me. They're not voting on that. That's not going to happen if it passes, but it's open doors and paving the way for that to come later on. And brother, the day is coming in America when you'll say, well, if a man comes up and says, I'm not a Christian, but I demand my right to join this church, we'd have no right to refuse him. Now that's carrying it too far. Ain't they the ones always hollering about separation of church and state? It's amazing they don't want us talking about politics, but then the government wants to step in and put their nose in everything the church tries to do. Now you tell me who's a hypocrite. I ain't gonna win no popularity contest for this message tonight, but I done give up on that long time ago. When I first started preaching, I thought I'd be McDowell County's most loved person. Gave up on that long time ago. I made up my mind I was just going to go ahead and give it to you and let you hash it out with the Lord. Now, our president vetoed this bill, but Congress is trying to override his veto and are going to decide on it this coming Tuesday. And it's got people all over the United States upset, and they're praying and fasting and everything else. And by the way, you ought to really be praying and fasting and doing whatever you can to the Lord will somehow override that thing this coming Tuesday. Now my question is this, why have we not heard one thing about that on the news of CBS, NBC, and ABC? The president sent some fellows down yonder not to fight, just to show up, to let them know we was there. And was it the Honduras this week? And oh boy, did the protesters jump up. And they jumped up and gave him down the road. Our president is overreactionary and had hours and hours and hours of that stuff. Now, whether it was, whether or not, I don't know. That's between, he knows what he's doing. I sure ain't able to run his job. That's between him and God. Whether he done right or wrong, I don't know. But I'm saying this, isn't it amazing how that something like that makes the headlines every day, and then something like this Civil Rights Restoration Act is just kind of hush, 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 well, let's don't mention that, you know, and swept under the rug. You know why? Because if the American people knew their rights was going to be taken away from them, they'd take a fit. But we are sitting idly by, twiddling our thumbs, watching TV, laying out of church, running to the wall, fighting among ourselves, and the devil's sneaking in, taking our country right out from under us. All right, here we go. Who's the real hypocrites? You listening? I do not condone or endorse the sin of Jim Baker or Jimmy Swaggart. Y'all know me good enough to know I think that's sickening. It's abomination to God. It's wrong. It's sinful. I'm not taking up for them fellas. I just want to bring up something to you tonight. Do you really think the news media has been fair? You listen to this. It seems like Jim Baker and Jimmy Swaggart have made the headlines nearly every day and off and on for nearly a year. But you don't hear a whole lot about the Catholic Church on the news. Wonder why they don't put on the news a special of all the priests that have AIDS and ain't had blood transfusions. Don't you think the news media ought to put them guys on there? Is that a scandal or is that a scandal? The priest turns homosexual and gets AIDS and nobody mentions it on the news. And the Pope comes over here, whoop, whoop, bring out the band, boys. Everything's great, everything's cool, and nothing bad's ever said about it. You let an old hellfire and damnation preacher like Swaggart mess up, and whoa, boy, I mean the walls cave in. I ain't taking up for Swaggart. I'm just saying, who's the real hypocrites? Hold your seatbelts. A few years ago, the National Council of Churches president, a much higher position than Jim Baker ever thought about having, had an adulterous affair. His wife found out about it and divorced him. And he resigned the presidency of the National Council of Churches. His ordination in the Methodist Church was revoked or renounced. And the news media never said a word. According to Jimmy Swaggart, he didn't even commit adultery. Well, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I don't know. According to him, he didn't. And there's a guy that did, and his wife divorced him over it, and no scandal. Hold your seatbelt. You say that they're preachers. So was Martin Luther King Jr. How come you didn't hear nothing about his sins? Now, I call him Martin Luther King Jr. so you'll know who I'm talking about. That ain't his name. His name, Michael Luther King. He changed his name to Martin so people would try to identify him with the great reformer preacher, Martin Luther. Did you know a fellow by the name of David Garrett documented in his book, Bearing the Cross, Martin Luther King Jr. and the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, that Martin Luther King committed sexual immorality? He practiced it. He preached one thing, lived another thing, and the news media never put it in the paper or on television one time. Hey, you wouldn't catch Jimmy Swaggart or Jim Baker up there in that pulpit where Ted Kennedy was preaching this morning. They wouldn't even let them in there. If I remember correctly, Ted Kennedy ain't the cleanest living fella in the United States. Seeing this one guy that had a bumper sticker on the back of his, when Kennedy's running for president, said, "Vote for Kennedy, have a blonde and every pond." I admire a guy like that. He's got some guts. I know this is getting rough, and some of you are sitting there like, what's he going to say next? I'm just saying, be fair, man. Be fair. Practice what you preach. I mean, if you want to smear it all over on Jim Baker and Jimmy Swaggart, wonderful. Do the same thing to Martin Luther King Jr. and Ted Kennedy. Amen? Amen, preacher. Listen to this. Did you know the Conservative Digest, January of 1987, says 14 file cabinets of FBI surveillance data on Martin Luther King Jr. are sealed until the year 2027, and they can't open them? To hide embezzling, degenerate sexual escapades, and relationships with Soviet agents. The article went on to say, those FBI files that we have seen are with evidence of King's connection and association with communists. And nobody can touch it for 50 years. And boy, you let Jimmy Swaggart mess up, and they got to go talk to the girl he committed to sin with, and they got to put every sordid, morbid detail of everything his wife said and everything on that. I'm saying, brother, it ain't fair. It ain't right. If Swaggart and Baker are to be considered hypocrites, then Martin Luther King Jr. was just as big a hypocrite. And they ain't going to make no national holiday to Jimmy Swaggart. You say, why do they do that? Because they're racist. They're prejudiced against white preachers. Now, here tonight, we're not prejudiced. I think a black man just gives white man, yellow man, green man, polka dot, whatever you are. Nobody's any better than anybody else. I think everybody ought to be treated alike. Amen? And it ain't right to cover up a man's sins because he's black. It ain't right to cover up a man's sins because he's green. It ain't right to cover a man's sin because he's white or purple or got money or poor. They're hypocrites. I don't see how the American public can sit by and let this kind of inconsistency and hypocrisy be crammed down their throat and take it all in stride. I better hush right there and move on. Could say some jokes, but that's really not relevant right now. Let me quote you something that's been around for a long time. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Congress shall not make a law to prohibit somebody from worshiping. If somebody wants to worship a tree, they ought to be allowed to do it in America. Somebody wants to worship Buddha, they got the freedom to do it. They want to worship Muhammad. They want to worship buildings, rocks, each other, their self, their car. America is a place where you're supposed to have religious freedom. But listen to this. They had a liquor by the drink vote in Jackson, Tennessee. Churches got together and fought it like we did here a few years ago. And now 13 churches in Jackson, Tennessee must register as political action groups and make financial reports of their expenditures to defeat that liquor by the drink. What does that mean, preacher? That means if we have another liquor by the drink vote or liquor beer vote here, which I hope and pray to God we do, and if we have another vote here and we spent $100 for newspaper ads and made signs and said vote no, then we would be considered a political organization and have to report to them the money that we spent on it. You say, what's the matter about that? It ain't none of their business how a church spends its money. That's interference from the government. Listen, brother, we can put up signs about the youth rally. We can put up signs about, you remember what I said about communists taking over a country a while ago? When you start saying, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad, you can look out. You can look out. In Iowa, a preacher and his wife were put in jail for refusing to submit to regulations on how to educate their own. Teaching of creation in a school where evolution is taught. In other words, it's this. The kids in Louisiana, they brought them into the classroom and they said, here's how you got here, kids. You come from monkeys. The kids went home. Mama, they said we come from monkeys. Mama goes down and protests to the school board. It's not right. Tell them they were created. Well, that's your opinion, ma'am. Well, open opinion. One opinion's good as another opinion. So they take it to court. In court, the judge says, if you tell them they come from monkeys, you must also tell them that they could have been created. That's two different theories of how they got here. Fair is fair, right? The Supreme Court looked down and said, no, it's all right to tell them they come from monkeys, but you can't tell them that they are created. Now, y'all remember what I told you a minute ago about the world laying in the devil's lap? Who do you think's running the show down here in this mess we're in? He'd like to strangle my guts right now for telling on his low-down schemes. But oh, listen tonight, church, that just means we're near the end. Jesus is coming soon. Listen, that's discrimination and it's prejudice to tell a kid, you got here from monkeys, and give him no possibility of being created at all. If they tell him one, they ought to tell him the other. A court in Atlanta had banned the use of 44 textbooks in their school that promote secular humanism. You know what secular humanism is? Secular humanism is a religion that teaches man is the measure of all things, man is God, man works out his problems, man evolved up from an amoeba to a chimpanzee to a gorilla to modern day man, and man is the measure of everything and the supreme being. That's secular humanism. They taught it in 44 textbooks. They banned it out of Alabama public schools, and a court in Atlanta reversed it in their court and said no. The American Jewish Congress sued Okaloosa County in Florida, trying to get rid of prayer at school, honors, banquets, choir rehearsals, and on the PA system at football games. And this is something you're going to see more and more of in the next few years. Schools are going to be sued by having the Lord's Prayer at football games and basketball games. You know, we'd always pray before we went out in the ball game. We'd all get down, put our hands on the ball. We lost the goose, didn't know what we were saying, but we did it anyway. We put our hands on the ball and say, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name," you know, and all of that. And then they'd come out there and we'd all say, "Dun, dun, 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 dun." And boy, they'd play that, you know, and somebody would have prayer over. They're stopping that now. Against the law. You might offend a Buddhist. Now, it's all right for me and you to go into schools and have to listen to rock music all day. It's all right for us to go in our elevators and shopping centers and go, blam, 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 blam. Now, that stuff jammed down our ears 24 hours a day. But if we say a prayer, it might offend somebody that don't believe in it, and it's unconstitutional. They can cram their junk down our throat. You listening? The American atheists have sued against two cities in Illinois right now, Zion and Rolling Meadows, listening, because their municipal seals of the city contain Christian symbols. Like the city of Marion's got a seal up there, you know. These two cities have a seal, it might have a cross or a Bible, a verse, or something like that, and the American Atheist Society is suing them. A city can't even put a cross on its municipal seal nowadays without being worried about suing. Can't you see the devil's trying to get rid of the ever mention of Jesus Christ there is? He's trying to wipe out the name of God, wipe out the... There's a school in Portland, Maine, that they've already agreed to remove a Bible passage from the school hall because it was offensive. The Bible verse said, "Study to show thyself approved." To school students. They said, "Students, you better study now to show yourselves approved." I don't even know if it had "unto God" on it. And they put pressure on them. The school official said, "We'll remove it because it's offensive." It's against the law to put up a copy of the Ten Commandments in McDowell High School right now. It's against the law, folks. You can put up a sign about a rock concert. You can put up a sign about some old honky-tonk hoedown, something another going on somewhere. You say, "Well, I know some people didn't got away with it." They might get by with it, but if somebody put the pressure on them, it's against the law. And a teacher can be fired for going along with religious activities in the classroom. Those teachers are supposed to be teaching our kids history. How in the name of the Lord can you teach a kid history and never mention God or the Bible or our church heritage in America? In California, They had a lawsuit against pastoral counselors because a man went and talked to a pastor, and the pastor tried to help him and counsel him. A few days later, the man committed suicide, and they sued the preacher. A friend of mine got sued not long ago. South Carolina told me, he said, "You got any counseling insurance?" And I said, "Yeah, just happened to have just since last summer. Ain't never had none before." And I said, when we bought our insurance policy for the camp, we have one insurance policy that covers the camp, the church, the buildings here, all the buildings, and the buses, and included, I think, $1 million, something like that, counseling policy on me. I'd never heard tell of such as that until just a year or so ago. Used to, if you want to talk to somebody, you can talk to them. But now, if I counsel somebody, they go out and commit suicide, and then the family wants to sue me. Wonder what they do with all them young people that commit suicide after rock concerts. Why don't they get sued? We're laying in the devil's lap. You know, how many of you can swim underwater? You can swim underwater. Here's the way you do it. And I don't like to open my eyes. I do, but I don't like to. I used to open my eyes so much underwater, they'd burn when I got home, leaving chlorine in them, you know, and everything. So usually, I just figure how far it is to the ladder and jump in there and hold on and then reach for it like this. But sometimes I feel like in my Christian life, that's just what we're doing. We're down here swimming around. And boy, we're just a-fighting our way down through here. And really, that's what we are doing. Because the Lord, what did the Lord say? "Come out to me and I'll make you fishers of men." And boy, the Lord put the bait down here. We grabbed that bait and we're on the hook right now. But we're still down here swimming around. And one of these days when the Lord gets ready for us, he's going to say, and pull us out of here. And boy, it's just like everything just seaweed wrapped around our neck, big monsters swimming by, and caves and canyons and submarines and Loch Ness monsters and sharks and all. That's the way we are down here in this old world. The ACLU has asked for a federal court to outlaw prayers at college in Maryland graduation ceremony. The United States Court of Appeals ordered a nativity scene. Mary, Joseph, baby Jesus cannot be displayed in Chicago City Hall. Why? Because it advanced religion and, quote, sent a message to the people at the Chicago that the city approved of Christianity. Now, that ain't Buddhist and Mohammedans claiming, getting riled up about that stuff. That's ungodly Americans living for the devil that get under conviction every time they see something about the Lord and they're wanting to get rid of it. Amen. Folks, I don't know what we're going to have to face before this thing's over with. I'm closing now. As your pastor, I want to say this to you. Don't keep your eyes on me. I ain't nowhere good enough. I'm liable to fail you. I'd like to stand here and say, "Boy, I'll always be true no matter what to do." I wish I could say that and really know it. Hope and pray by the grace of God I will. But young people tonight, mamas and daddies, there is no telling what we're going to see and have to go through before this thing's over. We better pray, "Dear Lord, come quickly. Get us out, Lord. Get us out." They're not going to stop till they have shut the mouth of every Bible preacher and stopped every witch. Let me tell you something here. In just a minute and I'll close. Did you know in our major cities tonight they've already passed laws in most major cities that you cannot go knocking on doors? was up in Michigan. We went into this big, like an apartment complex. And there's something always bothered me when these apartments started popping up everywhere. The devil's in that thing somewhere. I think God, people all live in, nothing personal if you live in an apartment. I'm just saying the devil's plan is just house people up like animals. Putting fence around the yard, tying a leash around their kid's neck. Devil's in that thing somewhere. And they got this iron gate out there, and you have to punch a button on an intercom and get permission from the people to come in, or you can't even go in and visit somebody. They're doing that to stop the bus ministries of our nation, and they're doing it to stop people from going soul winning. Now they'll say, well, we need protection from burglars and all that stuff. But the devil's behind that to keep them people from hearing the gospel. Up in Hammond, Indiana, where Brother Hiles is, they stay in lawsuits constantly. He said it never got below four at a time against their church. Never below four lawsuits at one time against their church. They just had some young people locked up, put in jail not long ago because they were gathering at one of them's house and having Bible studies. Y'all listening to me? Oh, now, preacher, I don't believe that. It's the truth. You say, why would they put them in jail? Because they have passed zoning laws in the major cities that says so many, over like 10 people, cannot get together in a religious meeting or it constitutes a church. And no church can be built in zoned areas in our cities. And I don't know about me and you, but I reckon it's about time we straightened up and quit playing and got right with God. What's happening to our young people? I'll read you this and I'm through. A 16-year-old boy in Minnesota was real gentle and kind. He's now accused of murdering four members of his family with an axe. What made him do it? He listened to hardcore punk rock bands with songs of pain, insanity, and death. A favorite group was Suicidal Tendencies. On the day of the killings, the boy shaved both sides of his head, dyed his hair black, and spiked it on the back, and took an axe and chopped up four members of his family. If Baptist churches inspired acts like that, they'd shut us down. They're against us. I'm not trying to get you to be paranoid. I'm not trying to get you to get a chip on your shoulder. I'm just saying, we in a mess. God don't help us. In a very few short years, you're going to be forced to taking a good stand one way or the other. See, you people that just come to church every week and live like a devil, you won't keep doing that. One of these days, the pressure's going to be so hot, you're going to get in or you're going to get out. I hope and pray to God you make the right choice. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Every head bowed, every eye closed tonight. We're just going to have a short song. I want Shirley to come to the organ, if she would, right quickly. And as she begins to play something softly, maybe we ought to just have a word of prayer tonight. I hope you say, "Oh, preacher, you've depressed me tonight." Tell me, well, it has me too. It just got me sick. You say, "I thought when we come to church, we're supposed to hear good things." The good thing is Jesus is going to come and get us out of this mess. Until then, you can watch out. God may have used something I said tonight to bring conviction to your heart. If you need to come and pray,
doesn't have some that have already come, you might want to just slip out of your seat and come to this altar. Maybe it'd be a good time just to rededicate your life to God. I tell you one thing, the day's going to come, if you got a crack in the door, the devil's going to get in. Be a good time to sell out. We'll just pray a few minutes tonight. We're going to go. You need to come, just come on right now. Amen. I've tried to help you tonight and tell you this because I love you. We can have the victory in Jesus. We can have the victory in Jesus. We don't have to go around defeated and saying, woe is me, what's going to happen? We can say, praise God, our Redeemer liveth. We'll stand before him one day. But I want you to remember, we may see some rough sledding from here on out. Maybe God will be merciful to us and get us out quick. But if he don't, prepare for the worst. Let's take our stand tonight. Anyone else need to come? Dear God, Lord, I know we've said some things tonight that run completely against the grain of the whole world. And Lord, we sure don't claim to be nobody. But Lord, I know if we preach your word, it's going to go against the grain. And I pray that everybody in here tonight will accept it in the right spirit. Pray about it, think about it, and realize the whole world lieth in wickedness. Help us to love you, stand for you, do what's right. Help us not to be like the world is tonight, God, saying one thing, doing another. Help us to treat men fair and treat men alike and not be prejudiced and not be taking sides and taking up for people that'll help us and being nice to rich people and being mean to poor people. God, they're a bunch of hypocrites. Help us to treat every man alike and treat sin alike regardless of who it's in, whether it's me or any of these people here or anybody else. Help us to treat it alike because you hate it and you're against it. And I pray, oh God, you would cleanse us from all sin. Help us to live for you this week as we go our separate ways. And we love you tonight. Protect us, oh God. Let us walk in your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, while these are finishing up praying tonight, I'd like to have a short, real short, brief meeting with Sunday school teachers and assistants right up here. If you'd make your way to the front as soon as we dismiss. And all of you, if you would, just real quick, we're going to talk about our program just a minute or two. And everybody else, the bookstore will be open tonight. If you signed up for a youth rally videotape, they're about a little over half made now, so just be patient. And I've been watching the video of the youth rally, and boy, it just gets better every time. I see something different and seeing people getting right, and the singing, everything just tremendous. It come out pretty good. And so if you'd like one, sign up in there in the bookstore. You might want to share it with some other young people, play it for them, something like that, okay? All minds and hearts clear.